You're listening to an ESA podcast brought to you by the Ecological Society of America. ESA, promoting the science of ecology.
I'm Colleen Fahey, and this is The Ecologist Goes to Washington, a podcast program of the Ecological Society of America, where I interview scientists who are involved in ecological policy issues. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Norm Christensen, who is the president of the Ecological Society of America and also a professor of ecology at Duke University. Norm, how did you first get involved in applying your research to policy?
I think like most ecologists of my generation, I got into ecology as a biologist, really fascinated with the basic science of ecology. I happen to have been interested in natural disturbance and change, particularly related to fire. And that interest turned out, quite accidentally from my standpoint, to have almost immediate policy relevance. Turned out that relatively few people at that time were doing science on fire, and yet we were beginning to change policy, we were beginning to implement prescribed fire programs, and I soon found myself being asked to think about policy questions, and I suppose almost like quicksand, I was pulled into those discussions and became fascinated with the questions of how we make our science relevant to policy, how we communicate it, and how we understand the variety of other issues that also shape policy.
Did you have any trepidation about becoming involved in policy? Some scientists may worry about being seen as an activist or a lobbyist, or that their research results may be twisted when reported in the media.
If you want to ensure that what you know and what you do is irrelevant, then not getting involved is the sure way to make that happen. So I think the danger of not getting involved is far greater than the danger of being involved. I think the antidote for the problem that you describe is being always true to your science. That is the core, that is the reason for the most part that decision makers or policy makers will come to you as opposed to others, because they see you as a credible source of information. Yes, now and then your ideas will get distorted or misspoken. There are usually opportunities to correct that, and I consider that to be a relatively small price to pay for talking about things that really matter.
The field of ecology reaches across so many other disciplines. It can be challenging for a scientific society such as the ESA to define its scope in the policy arena. Where do you think it's appropriate or not appropriate for ecologists to become involved in the policymaking process?
It's been interesting in the 40 years that I've been a member of the Ecological Society to watch us define and redefine our discipline, and the range of what we do and the range of those who care for this science is so much greater than it was when I first joined the Society. Certainly, I think the Society is doing things relevant to virtually every topic that relates to the environment, and for that matter, many that relate directly to human well-being. And I think it's important for us to be thinking broadly about those topics, whether they're urban development or whether they're the conservation of endangered species or whether they're quality of stream water, to understand the role of ecology in that arena, and also to understand that we are not alone, that there are other disciplines that are relevant as well. I think it's also important to understand, and one quickly learns this being involved in policy issues, that science isn't the only factor that comes to bear in making decisions. The human values, economic issues, culture, a whole variety of things will come to bear. What is critical is that science is on the table, and that in the welter of things that we use to make decisions, science is at the core.
How can ESA distinguish itself from other organizations that may have very political agendas? And how can ESA stand out as a resource of ecological knowledge for policymakers?
Well, I think the most important thing is for ESA to remain firm in its commitment to science at its core. There is a not very clear line between that science and the things that we care about and advocacy. I think that, and I hope that, the members of ESA will advocate as well, and that there will be times when the science is so clear that even we in ESA will find ourselves as being advocates. That said, that advocacy will be derived entirely from our science. We really want to be clear, though, that as an ecologist, I certainly feel, and I think many of my colleagues feel, that we did not check our First Amendment rights to be advocates as well. In a world changing as rapidly as ours is, I certainly want to encourage my colleagues to make their voices heard.
Is there a particular topic that you foresee ESA tackling in the future? What are some of the big challenges that lie ahead for the society?
I really do think our strength is in our diversity, and that if you were to ask different members in ESA what is the most compelling issue out there, you might get very, very different opinions from each of them. That said, I do think that the issues of climate change, human population growth, and for that matter, changes in the distribution of wealth and human well-being will be front and center into the future. I would hope that we as a society are looking forward always to not solve the problems of the past, but to look at the present and focus our attention on the problems of the future. I can imagine that what some of those problems will be. Unfortunately, I'm convinced that climate change will be very much front and center, that the impoverishment of the biological diversity of our Earth will be front and center. And the ways in which we deal with those as they relate to the future of our own species on Earth will be front and center. Those are issues that I personally hope that ESA will be thinking about. But I also can imagine that the president of the society 10 years from now will be thinking of issues that I can't even imagine.
Any quick words of advice that you would give to ESA members that are interested in applying their research to management problems?
Probably the best advice is don't be afraid to dig in, get involved, and keep your science at the center.
That was Norm Christensen, ESA's president. Thanks so much for listening, and please join us next time on The Ecologist Goes to Washington.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Ecological Society of America. Music was provided by Dr. Nicholas Catelli. For a link to Dr. Catelli's homepage, more information about ESA, or additional podcasts, please visit www.esa.org. Thanks for listening.